Tomorrow is a big day for Boeing. About 3,000 machinists who work on Boeing's 787 Dreamliner in South Carolina will be voting on whether to join a union, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. It's the same union that represents more than 30,000 Boeing workers here in the Puget Sound region. There's a lot at stake for both the company and the union. Alwyn Scott is a reporter for Reuters, and he says it's been a contentious campaign.
Boeing has been very aggressive, you could say, about promoting its side of the argument. You know, you don't need a union between workers and management. Unions are divisive. They just take your money and spend it on their own salaries. They can't really deliver anything. They can promise you a great contract, but they may not be able to deliver it. And they will lead you out on strike, inevitably, and particularly the machinists, which do have a history of striking in Seattle. And that'll be money out of your pocket that you'll never recover, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that's Boeing's line is vote no on the union. You just don't need it in South Carolina.
And what is the union saying? What's their main point?
The union is saying, you know, workers in South Carolina are paid significantly less than workers in Seattle. They don't have as good control over their work hours, things like mandatory overtime or changes in the schedule that might disrupt their plans. If you have a weekend plan and suddenly you have to work, and they feel that, you know, the workers are doing the same work, they ought to get the same money and the same kind of job protections. Plus, just more broadly, you know, union protections are part of our democratic American process, and you're entitled to this as a worker, and you shouldn't be scared off from it by a company that says you don't need it. Well, it's always more powerful when workers collectively bargain.
It sounds like both sides are really pulling out all the stops on this campaign, and the company even aired an ad during the Super Bowl when ad time is pretty expensive, urging their workers to vote no. Let's listen to one of the ads that the company has produced.
Do you want to turn over your voice, your rights, and your future to a union that'll make decisions for you? The same union that just a few years ago tried to shut Boeing South Carolina down? Or do you want to continue to control your own future, keep your voice, and continue to have a real say in the future of our business? Tell them no again. Hopefully they'll hear your voice this time.
So that was an ad put up by the Boeing company urging workers to vote no. And it's interesting because it sort of alludes to some of the history of Boeing in South Carolina. And the machinist union here in Seattle kind of badmouthed the workers there, saying that, you know, the company shouldn't move its facilities to South Carolina because they didn't know what they were doing down there. Does that resonate with anyone there? Do people think that the union maybe is kind of the bad guy in this equation?
Well, certainly that's been the impression that Boeing's wanted to create. And it's true that the machinists were initially very much against the plant in South Carolina. In fact, they filed an unfair labor practice alleging that Boeing opened the factory there as retaliation for the strike in 2008. It was a 58-day strike that cost the company billions of dollars and you know, was very divisive. And they actually won that before the National Labor Relations Board. So, yeah, they did very strongly oppose it. When Boeing initially set up that factory and was making 787s, there were also quality problems. So the planes were being flown to Seattle and finished before they could be delivered, and a lot of rework was being done. And the workers in the Everett plant were understandably a little bit annoyed that the workers in South Carolina were not actually doing a very good job. Now it seems like that rift has been largely healed. I talked to the president of the local IAM District 751 here, John Holden, here in Seattle just a few days ago, and he was saying, you know, the workers here are very supportive of the workers there, want to have them enjoy the same rights of union membership as workers in Seattle. And, you know, they're posting messages of support on the Boeing Facebook page for South Carolina, sort of countering some of the posts from workers who are anti-union. They're really trying to lend their support to it and say, look, we're all part of the same manufacturing employee family, and we consider you brothers and sisters in our union effort.
How important is this vote for the company, and how important is it for the union?
Well, for Boeing, it's important because they don't want a union workforce at that plant. It's crucial for them not to have a strike. So if there was a union in South Carolina and there was a possibility of a strike there, that would be a problem. They don't have a no-strike clause, you know, they wouldn't necessarily have a no-strike clause in the contract there. So it's a big deal. Plus, just the whole point of having a less expensive, more flexible workforce in South Carolina is the whole point of doing that plant there.
And what would it mean for the union?
For the union, this would be additional money. They would get union dues from these 3,000 workers, which is important for them. Not all the workers, even if they were, even if the union was voted in, not all the workers would have to pay dues, but they would all be covered by the contract. So that's part of what this right to work state law means, that you don't have to be a dues-paying member. But more broadly, the union and the whole labor movement would view this as a big victory in a very anti-union southern state.
And would it have an impact on the strength of the union here in the Puget Sound?
Oh, certainly would. It would bolster the sense that, you know, the machinists are a force to be reckoned with.
So you've been watching this campaign pretty closely. How do you think it's going to end up tomorrow?
I think it's very, very hard to say. I was out with people from Boeing and the union last night at dinner, and you know, both sides were saying it's too close to call. We just don't know. It's interesting this time that there seems to be less local political support in South Carolina. In 2015, you know, the governor, Nikki Haley, who's now the UN ambassador, was sort of, you know, taking the podium and saying, you know, we cannot have Boeing unionized in our state. We're an anti-union state, blah, blah. She doesn't seem to be saying that this time. And the other political leaders there have become a little more quiet. So that's potentially positive for the union. However, you know, Boeing's argument is still very strong and a lot of fear about what a union might bring. It's gonna cost you money. They're not going to be able to give you anything, et cetera.
That was Alwyn Scott, who covers Boeing for the Reuters News Service. The vote in South Carolina that will decide whether 3,000 workers join the machinist union will take place tomorrow. And then on Friday, President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit the facility for the rollout of the newest version of the 787.